Hey, what's up, everybody? First episode of ZCast. I'm Steve, and I'm here with my co-anchor partner slash buddy,
what's Andy. What's up, I'm Andy.
And we're here for all your zombie needs. Talk past, present, future. The what's what, the who's who of the zombie world. So, yeah, let's do something.
We also like to update you on horror info other than zombies, too, like ghost movies, whatever, you know, relates to horror.
That's horror, not horror. Sound like you said we're going to update you on horror info. We're going to bring you all the best horrors in your local area.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of horrors in your life.
So, what's new? Anything up and coming this week? This week? Next week? Next month? You got any new movies coming out or anything? Zombie-related?
Next month, we've got The Woman in Black 2. I saw The Woman in Black 1. I happened to like it. The ending was okay. It wasn't too bad.
Is that the one with the dude from Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad movie, but yeah. Is that the ending where him and his kid die on the railroad track?
Yep.
Yeah, I was thinking that they were going to tie it into this one somehow, but there's nothing. Nothing tied into the second one whatsoever. So, I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of that. I don't think I'm going to go see that one. You going to check it out?
Yeah, I might check it out. I don't know. Maybe just once. I saw The Woman in Black once. You know, I kind of forgot about it. I did know the ending, though. I do remember the ending. It just, I don't know. It was okay.
Yeah. All right, what else we got coming out?
We've got a Rob Zombie flick called 31.
You know that's going to be good. Anything coming from Rob Zombie is really good.
Yeah, and of course it's going to have Sherry in it, too.
Of course. He's got to put his hot wife in there.
Not too bad, though.
She's hot. You know? She's older, but she's pretty hot. She's like the MILF.
Yeah.
The MILFy MILF.
He knows how to entertain people with, you know,
image. I think all his movies are really good, though. Like Halloween, the remakes that he did. It was fucking awesome. You know what I mean?
I think it was way better. Too bad.
You know? So when's that one scheduled to come out?
I believe January.
Oh, okay. So January 2015?
Yeah.
Cool.
Should be January or February, one of those times.
What else we got?
Well, we've got, later this year, we actually got the Audition remake. And Audition was kind of a really messed up movie. And it was made by Takashi Miike. And
is that like a Japanese horror?
Yeah. It's another one of those torture horror movies, so if you're into that, you know, it's not too bad. And if you do like good amounts of gore, it's not that bad in that field.
But the Japanese movies, I'm telling you, man, the Japanese versions of shit always seem to be gorier. Do you notice that? Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know, was it the Grudge version of you know, the Japanese version of The Grudge, the Japanese version of The Ring, you know, all them ones. And what's that other one, that Jinko or the one with the little kid, it's like the picture. Not Jinko. Something murder.
I'm not sure.
It's got the guy like on the front cover of the video. Something the murder. Ah, shit, I can't think of the name of it.
Itchy the Killer?
Itchy the Killer. That's
yeah,
what it
Itchy
is.
The Killer.
That was like heard that was like a really fucking gruesome movie.
Oh, yeah.
But
it has some nice karate in it too.
Did it really?
Martial arts, yeah.
Was that cheesy or was it like a cheesy movie or was it like really? It's
not that
ultimately
cheesy. It has a good amount of blood, good amount of gore, and a lot of messed up scenes.
Nice.
If you like Japanese horror, it's not too bad for viewing.
So it's definitely definitely recommended by you.
Yeah.
What's it called? Itchy.
Itchy.
Itchy the Killer.
I-C-H-I the Killer.
All right. Let's see. All right, man. So, what else we got on the agenda?
Well, we've got a reboot of the movie Cabin Fever, which was an Eli Roth movie.
Like, a reboot of the original, or?
The original, yeah.
How are they going to do that? They have, like, three of them out already. The last one I just saw was, it's actually on Netflix right now. It's Cabin Fever, Patient Zero.
I haven't seen that yet. I heard it was
It was really good. It's got fucking the dude, what's his name, that plays Rudy in it. Remember Rudy?
Oh, Sean Astin?
Sean Astin, yeah, he's in there. That motherfucker got chunky as a bitch. But I was like, wow. You know, that dude put on some fucking pounds.
More almost than the like onion rings.
Yeah, almost like, what's his name, from Tusk, fucking Haley Joel Osment. Mingya, that dude, you know, he was a little tiny-ass kid. Now he's like a little chubby fuck.
But being big isn't Too bad, you know, it gets the girls nowadays.
Right, right. You know, he's still getting pussy. He ain't got no problem getting that. they're looking at his bankroll and bypassing the weight issue. So, all right. What else we got going on?
We got a movie called Daylight's End, which has director William Kaufman and writer Chad Law. What happens is there's a plague that turns the planet into bloodthirsty zombies.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
When's that scheduled to release?
I believe later this year.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, there's a drifter, and, you know, he's walking the streets trying to survive, and he happens to stumble upon this police station, right. And he meets a bunch of people, and they all just try to survive together, you know? Survive the zombie apocalypse.
Now, do you think he's going to have a good ending, bad ending? You know, these zombie movies don't seem to have an ending where there's a cure or anything. I mean, the only one that really had something that was along the lines of a cure, but it really wasn't a cure, was World War Z, where all they're doing is, you know, pretty much infecting themselves with the disease. And it's almost like a cloaking effect, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not like they're actually coming up with a cure for it. They're just coming up with an injection to coexist with the zombies. You know, it's like, what are you going to do? You're going to have zombies working at your grocery store? You're going to have zombies working at a department store? You know, I don't think they're going to be tradable. That's the issue, you know? How are you going to make a movie and have it where, okay, realistically, could zombies happen? We don't know, yeah. I mean, just, you know, the dead coming back to life out of the ground, I don't see happening, but what's to say that there's not a disease or something that, breaks down your cells, breaks down your brain, and you start dying, and all you have is your basic instinct to feed, you know what I mean? There's nothing to say that can't happen, you know what I mean? So to come up with a movie like World War Z, it seems more of like, yeah, that can actually happen, you know what I mean? Rather than coming up with a cure, which I highly doubt they're ever going to come up with a cure to, you know, turn somebody from a rotting corpse back to a human being, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's physically impossible. But to come up with a vaccine that, you know, you're pretty much injecting the disease to cloak you from other zombies, okay, but you're still going to have, you know, what's going to happen when you have these other zombies and they still have that notion to attack, you know what I mean? You're still going to have the attacks. Now that person's changing. So I don't think it's going to, you know, really do much. But, I mean, listen, I'm going on a fucking tangent of World War Z and their vaccine. So what else we got coming out?
Well, we've got a movie based on a book, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Really?
Haven't read the book at all, but it is pretty popular.
Who's the book by?
I'm actually not sure, but I know the director of the movie will be Burr Steers.
Okay, so I'm thinking we might have to even read that book before we watch that movie. I'm going to take my drink over here because I'm mad fucking thirsty. I'm mad parched. I don't know if y'all can hear that, parched. But, yeah, my boy Andy here, he came bearing gifts of nitrous oxide. So for all you don't know what that is, that's a nice energy drink here in upstate New York. The shit's pretty good. We personally like Red Bull better, but hey, you know, on the fly, nitrous oxide, put a little NOS in your body. Like, I need a little more, you know what I mean? I'll be drinking this. If we ever have a zombie apocalypse, I'll have, like, cases of fucking, you know, energy drinks, and I'm just gonna, like, IV them into my body as I'm running away from zombies, you know?
It's crack!
So yeah, it's crack, baby.
It's legal crack.
So that's scheduled to come out when? That book movie?
I believe sometime in 2015, if not 2016.
All right. Well, I hate when they push dates back.
But I do like movies based on books. The ones loosely based on books are okay.
Well, like World War Z was based on a book.
Right.
Now, what's that other one? What's the other one you were talking about that was based on a book?
The other zombie movie?
Yeah.
God, I'm not even sure. Well, this one is Pride and Prejudice, but...
Isn't there a movie, Pride and Prejudice? I thought there was a movie. And then they add, and zombies.
And zombies.
So, that's scheduled 2015. So, what else we got?
If anyone's fans of the Dead Snow series, there is a Dead Snow 3 coming out.
Dead Snow. I don't even think I watched the first two. You watch them?
I have never seen them, no. I know they have Nazi zombies in them, so it must be pretty entertaining.
Nice. So if you're a Modern Warfare Call of Duty, was it Call of Duty or is it Black Ops? They have the Nazi zombies.
Oh, Black Ops.
All right, Black Ops then. So, if you're a fan of Black Ops, then you'll probably be a fan of Dead Snow.
Yeah, it runs
two
around
and
that.
Three.
Runs around that comedy horror range. Anybody who likes comedy horror
should
get into it.
And that's comedy horror, not comedy horrors. Not funny horrors. What else we got kicking on?
There's also a movie coming out called Scouts vs. Zombies, which releases October 30th of this year.
Is that like a comedy or...?
It is a comedy, yeah.
Nice, because I like when they do comedies. You watch Cockneys vs. Zombies?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's on Netflix, man. Go check it out, man. It's a really good movie. It's got a big cast in it. Really, really good actors and actresses. But it's more of a comedy zombie movie, and the shit's really funny. I mean, it's definitely something you want to watch. Put on your list of things to do.
Right? I do love zombie comedy.
We love zombies. We eat, sleep, and shit zombies here. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at a bunch of zombies outside right now in my backyard.
They just woke up in the morning.
Yeah, right?
They need that crack.
Liquid crack for zombies. All right, what else we got going?
Patrick Schwarzenegger. He's doing a movie.
Did you say Patrick Schwarzenegger?
He's doing this movie, yeah.
Now, who is that? Is that, like, related to Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I believe it might be his son.
Seriously? So now we got Arnold's in movies, and now we have his son. Now, do you think his son talks like he does, or does he talk normally?
I'm not even sure, actually. He was born in America, obviously, so I don't think he would.
He said he was born in America. It's like owning America.
Well, he might have that little accent in him, but not
right,
strong.
Right. Not that big, hey, Arnold, it's me, back up.
And he's going to be in that Scouts vs. Zombies movie also.
Now, is he going to be with his father, or is it just going to be him?
No, but Arnold is doing a movie called Maggie.
Ah, that's the one I heard about, Maggie. Yes, oh, yeah. Maggie. What's that one entail?
Well, that's going to be about him and his daughter.
Right.
And they're trying to survive the apocalypse.
Now, is it stated in modern time, or is it stated in, like, different time zones?
I believe
zone,
it might
or?
Be futuristic. I haven't done my research yet.
Oh, naughty, naughty. You know what? Pop on your tab there and hop on your tablet and see what the release date is. Because this one right here, Maggie, I'm telling you, I've heard a lot of people talking about it. We actually just came back from the Walker Stalker Con out in Secaucus, New Jersey. It was me, my wife, and Andy. We went out there for the weekend, actually volunteered. But that was fucking phenomenal. Eric and James, they put on a hell of a show, the Walker Stalkers. And we were actually part of it. So to be part of it, it was like, wow, you know, it was insane. You know, they had Walking Dead cast members there, you know, and it was just so personable with the fans. You know, it wasn't a quick sign, how you doing, sign, boom, next, you know.
That's
they
true.
They actually took time with every individual fan and, you know, took a selfie, took a picture, signed an autograph, signed something for them, and had a little conversation, you know. So to be able to work that convention and see the interaction with these big name stars and, you know, and their fans was really like, you know, it really hit me. Like, yeah, these people are you know, down to earth. They you know, they love their fans. They're not just, you know, some, oh, I'm a superstar, you know, so here's your autograph, go next, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What I really liked about it was they treated you as if they were fans of you.
Exactly,
rather than you
yes,
being fans
exactly.
Of
yeah, you couldn't put it in a better way.
They were such friendly, down-to-earth people, and I happened to Facebook message Howard Sherman and Lori Cardillo, and they were just such amazing people. They were so
nice.
Friendly.
Not that they accept your friend request?
Yeah.
That's cool. I definitely, you know, me and my wife, we definitely walked away with a shitload of, like, friends, you know what I mean? Like, stars as friends. You know, they're Facebook friends, they're Twitter friends, you know, even a couple fans of our YouTube channel, Teevan TV, a couple of them subscribe to, and even, you know, subscribe to Teevan TV's Twitter account. Yeah, I mean, to walk away with like, you know, actors and actresses as friends, you know, over a course of 2 days is just, it's insane, you know, because like I said, they're just so personable. And like you said, they look at you as like they're fans of you being fans of them. Exactly. Yeah, we talked to Judith O'Day, Zach Gilligan.
Gilligan
from
great guy.
Sorry, Zach. Don't kill me for botching your name. Zach Gilligan from Gremlins. You know, 1 and 2. And he that dude was like, he was cool as shit. Like, you know, I can't say any more than he was just cool as shit. Like, I was doing a celebrity escorting, and he had a panel, and he's like, yo, can I take a quick piss before I go? I was like, yeah, dude. I was like, you want me to walk you to the bathroom? Because, you know, I was escorting celebrities. He's like, no, I think we'll attract more attention if you bring me. He goes, let me just hobble through the crowd real quick. So I was like, cool. But, yeah, I mean, he was definitely a really cool dude, you know. And the movie he was in, Gremlins, that was an 80s, you know, a classic movie.
And there might be a remake, too.
Yeah, I heard Gremlins 3.
He was talking on the panel and saying they might be doing a remake. WB hasn't, you know, sent him the script yet given him any information. He might be in it. You never know.
To not put him in there, man, that's a smack in the face. You know, he's the face of Gremlins. Him and the little Mogwai fucking Gizmo. You know what I mean?
And Stripe.
But, you know, I was doing a lot of escort. I actually got Andy a job the second day as a volunteer. The first day he came in as just a, you know, a guest. Bought a bunch of shit, spent a lot of money, like everybody else. But the second day, I actually had him as a volunteer, and I was thinking he was going to do line control or something, but we actually had him, they had him working Michael Rooker's line. And he said that was a freaking madhouse right there, working Michael Rooker's line. But I actually worked with Michael Rooker both days, escorting him. The first day he was a little energetic. Second day he comes up and you know he's you can tell he's trashed. You know he's trashed. I'm walking him up the back steps there into the convention center and he's hobbling up the stairs and you know these girls are trying to talk to him and get pictures and stuff and I'm just sort of like you know leave the guy alone, let him get inside. He's got autographs and shit he's got to do, but you know he was cool. He stopped. He's like yeah come on, you know and he was really really cool. Norman Reedus, you could tell, you know, I got a couple of videos of me escorting him. You knew when he entered the building because they call it like the girl screen.
I felt like I was at a Backstreet Boys concert.
You know, like you could be up in the bathroom and you'll hear, and you're like, okay, that's Norman. You know, Norman's in the building somewhere. He's either going for a cigarette or coming in from a cigarette or going to a panel. It was just crazy. Like, I'd have to fight off hordes of girls, you know, getting him through to photo op and shit. But it was, like I said, man, it was worth it. A lot of cool people. Scott Wilson was cool as shit. You know, for you don't know who Scott Wilson is, should be listening to this fucking podcast. So, but he played Herschel in The Walking Dead and was definitely a character I miss. That, damn you, Robert Kirkman, you had to kill him off early.
It was very dramatic, though. It was a nice turn of events.
It was, but still, come on, man. Your head's getting hacked off by the governor.
I know.
You know, and it wasn't even like a full one swipe, hey, it's clean off.
The governor was such an
asshole.
He hacked
that shit, you know, like, fly, and I left it hanging, and then poor Michonne had to come by and fucking, you know, chop the rest of his head off, you know, from somebody from his group. Which, you know, it was cold-hearted from the governor there to do that shit. But, you know, in real life, I did, you know, I got to work with the governor, David Morrissey. And he's fucking, like, he's cool people. Like, that dude is tall as fuck. Like, when I seen him walking across the convention floor when he was going to his booth, I was like, how you doing, David? And he's like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, holy shit, this dude is tall. You know, he's like, what, 6'3", 6'4"?
Damn.
Around there? I don't know.
Like,
he's
make way for David.
Yeah,
someone lift the arch.
He's fucking tall, man. He's really tall. But he's a cool dude. Really cool dude.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I got a lot of fucking phlegm. I'm getting over a cold. But yeah, he's cool as shit. You know, we shot the shit for like 40 minutes. I was waiting to try to bring him to a photo op, but it was running late. So we went up to the green room and I was sitting down with him talking for a little bit. And, you know, he's cool. He's really cool. And then John Bernthal comes upstairs with his crazy fucking wackety ass. That dude's high strung. He's definitely a pothead. I'm telling you, he's definitely a fucking pothead. He's got to be a smoker. He's got to be. I know he's cool as shit, though. You know, he definitely is one with his fans and, you know, takes time out to stop autographing, to take selfies and pics with girls and stuff. So he's cool. Did you ever find out when that movie's coming out?
I did.
Oh, and I know we got a little bit of side fucking track there a little bit, but it's all right. It was all
thank God movie. I have this IMDb app. It's actually very resourceful.
IMDb. That's hey, I'm plugging IMDb. You know, come on, give me a little sponsorship here. That's www.imdb.com for all your movie needs, I guess. Your yeah. coming soons, your whatnots, your who's whats.
A lot of people that I talk to, when we talk about movies, they forget actors and actresses' names. They right. forget movies.
What movies they're in and shit. And that, this IMDb tells you everything. You know, it's pretty cool. It gives you every movie they were in, a little bit of their biography. You know, then it starts. It's got the Kevin Bacon effect. You know, you start looking at one, and then you look at like 80 other ones, and then always comes back to Kevin Bacon somehow that he was in a movie. But yeah, so that movie's coming out when? That Maggie movie.
2015. 2015. It is a drama movie, but you know everybody loves zombies with drama. I mean, you gotta add drama to zombies. If you're in the apocalypse, there's a lot of people just messed up in the head. You know. Because you just never know what's going to go on.
This is Drombie. It's a Drombie. See, yo, why don't they make a Drombie?
A Drombie. A motherfucking Drombie.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's a drowning zombie.
No, not a drowning zombie. It would be a zombie drama.
A zombie drama.
Drombie.
Hell
yo,
yeah.
Okay, so I know everybody's going to try to steal my word, but Drombie.
Coming up next, a Drombie.
We're going to use coming up next as a Drombie. I think I'm going to patent that word.
Keep probably your fucking kids away. It's a Drombie. Well, Maggie is going to be played by Abigail Breslin, who was in Zombieland, which is one of my favorite zombie movies.
You know, she's gotten so big. I've watched her grow, you know. Not, like, really watched her in real life like a stalker, but...
Yeah, that would be... Walker, stalker, Abigail Breslin.
No, she's a really good actress. She's young, but she's a really good actress.
Her and Arnold, that would be a great, great duo.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know how is... Well, he isn't. Arnold is Wade.
Yeah, so it's Arnold's father.
Oh, okay, so he's working in there with his son.
Doing anything to, his son is doing the other movie, Scouts vs. Zombies.
Oh, see, yeah, my brain's already
they're both up. Doing, but the fact that they're both doing zombie movies is really
yeah, that's
cool.
Pretty
they're,
cool. You like, think maybe they, one you think day they you think they planned that out? They're like, yeah, hey, Arnold.
Patrick, let's do some fucking zombies.
We're gonna
everybody
do a zombie
else
fix.
Is doing them.
Yeah, right? Is he still the governor of California? Yeah, governor. I don't know. That was like Christopher Walken. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger walking. That was, hey, this is Arnold McCowbell.
Well, I'm reading here that it says the film was withdrawn from the Toronto Film Festival.
For why?
It says that the request of Lionsgate, which is a good film company, but they do have their downfalls. But I do like Lionsgate.
Now, Lionsgate's the one who's going to be doing this one?
Yeah. Because they wanted the film to be in the U.S.
Okay. Distribution-wise.
Yeah.
So that's scheduled to come out. It doesn't give an exact month, but looks like the budget was $8
million. $8
million. God damn. How do you have an $8 million budget? That just seems crazy.
For a zombie
crazy.
Movie?
That seems crazy,
yeah.
though.
Maybe it'll make, like, twice... Who knows, three times as much?
Yeah, but you know what? It's budget. I'm thinking if you're a good director, you can work on a $100 budget. You know, well, you know what I mean. You know, but, because, yeah. Like, you look at Kevin Smith. Case in point. Clerks.
Started
his budget. Like, the dude sold his comics, okay? He sold his comic book collection to fund Clerks, you know? And that movie is fucking sweet.
That was a
I
sick
love
movie.
Clerks.
Yeah, I can watch it all the time and
you
not
know,
get sick of it.
You got a
any
little bit. You
movies.
Got a little bit of a sellout a little bit when you did Clerks 2, but hey, you know, it was a good movie. I'm not gonna complain, Kevin. I liked him. I like all your movies. You're a great director, awesome actor.
Feels so good.
But yeah, I mean, Clerks. Look at that. That was like he had nowhere near $8 million to fund that movie. You know what I mean? So to have $8 million just seems like, holy shit, that's...
Not too bad.
That's fucking... That's
and for
really
an
good.
Arnold movie, you know there's going to be explosions. There always is.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, it's like,
Action. Explosion.
I would love somebody to convince, hey, here's $8 million, make me a movie. I would be like, holy shit, okay, I'd hire the best of the best for everything, you know? Make the best, you know, zombie movie. But, so, what? Anything else coming out?
If anyone has ever seen the Record series, or Rec, which is REC, that the remake is Quarantine, with Jennifer Carpenter, which that wasn't too bad. You know, it wasn't too bad of a movie. It was one of those shaky off-camera movies.
Oh, Quarantine. You know? Is that the one where she gets locked in the airport terminal?
It's like a terminal, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. Right. Yeah. Record are the better of the series. They get a bit more in detail with it. I seen the first one. I did like it. If you don't mind foreign movies, not right. too bad.
Now, I heard they're coming out with a VHS 3. And yeah, we're getting off the zombie, but we're the Z-Cast zombie horror, so we're still in the horror genre. So
When I saw the first VHS, I liked it. I liked the whole,
first one was good. Yeah,
it was good. Yeah.
How about
the wood scene was fucked up.
Oh, the where he's a zombie.
Yeah,
and yeah, the woods, he's got a he's
was,
okay.
That was cool.
Now he's got an HD GoPro cam mm-hmm. on his helmet. Okay, the dude's on a mountain bike. Now, all of a sudden, he's in the woods riding his bike, and he gets bit by a zombie. The cool shit is, now you're seeing it from his point of view. You know what I mean? You're seeing...
Not many movies do that.
Exactly. And I think whoever directed that one, from doing it from a point of view of the zombie with the GoPro on his head, on his helmet, is fucking just... is pure genius.
He obviously wanted to make an idea that was original. And so right. people like viewing from the survivors,
yeah.
but they want a difference. They want some kind of difference.
I thought I felt like I was with, you know what I mean? Like I was with the zombie. Like I was with him when he was biting the people.
When he bit the people.
Exactly. And it's just, it was so graphic when he's, because you're like looking at it from his point of view and he's just ripping the flesh off of
that
people.
Guy that found him?
Yeah.
That
was
so
just like,
up.
Oh
yeah.
my God, it's just insane.
That was
and you're watching
movie.
Him change and turn all these other people. It's a really good movie. I definitely recommend it. VHS, the first one. Second one was okay. I don't know. I really didn't like
it. I haven't seen it.
With the guy, and he goes to the doctor for something. And, you know, I'm not going to give it away if you didn't see it. But it's good, but it's not as good as the first one. But this third one, I heard it's supposed to be, like, back to the roots. You know, going back to that, like, how they filmed one, VHS 1. And I hope they do, because I think one was way better.
What I liked about one was it didn't get too much into perspective of the people that were getting killed.
Right, right.
And it just was quick with it. Like, they were quick little stories.
Yeah.
The one with the zombie obviously was the best. The other ones were all right with the girl and everything.
Oh, the one in the hotel room?
Yeah, the one.
That
the
was
hotel.
Fucking weird,
that, was,
that one.
That was weird because I looked at that girl and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with her?
That's fucking weird.
What did she eat? What did the room service or wherever she was at give to her? To
it was like a Holiday Inn. We're bringing
yeah.
some poisoned crumpets.
Yeah,
tea and
they
crumpets.
Fucking put something in her fucking orange juice.
How about the dude he's in the bathroom hiding? That dude's got like, he was literally scared shitless.
He was.
That dude.
If I were him, I'd be scared
yeah,
shitless
I mean,
too.
Come
and
on,
what
that,
better than a bathroom?
That chick was out of her fucking mind. Like, what did it end up being? She was like possessed or something?
There was something wrong
she
with
was
her. She definitely
like,
looked like a demon.
Know, like a demon, yeah, yeah. Who fed off like people. How about when she was just standing in the hallway? By the steps?
That was my
That's step. Just fucking creepy.
And when she looked right at the camera?
Yeah, I didn't like that shit. Because yeah. I watched it like late at night. It was probably like 2 in the morning. It was dark in my house. And all of a sudden you got this fucking like mentally demonic looking chick staring in the camera at you, looking at you. And you're like, wait a minute. Is this part of the fucking movie?
Right, exactly.
You know? But yeah, it was good. I'd have to agree with you. The favorite one of the first one is the HD, you know, the GoPro zombie point of view. Kills.
Oh yeah.
That one was the best.
That was a good story.
But
I mean I'm a fan of these little, you know, camera views and stuff. Like started out with the Blair Witch Project, obviously.
Right, right.
And then went on from there. It is overused in a lot of movies nowadays.
Yeah.
But VHS does pull it off because they make it look like you're watching from a VHS tape, which
right.
obviously you're doing.
Right. Now if you were handed, you know, $1 million and said, here, you know, here's $1 million. We want you to produce a zombie movie, but we don't want something that's already been done or, you know what I mean? Something that's already on mainstream TV or something. What would you do? Like, how would your zombie apocalypse play out in your movie if you, if you were hired to make one?
Well, I always had the idea of doing it in the point of view of a zombie, and that would be great. But what if it were to switch over from one zombie to the next, and not just one zombie? Like, you'd view every angle of every room or something, you know, it'd be like a camera almost. Almost as if it was fixated by something.
Right, but like on multiple zombies, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can't, you're going to have one for the whole movie, you know, one. It will, you know, it would be cool to do a whole movie on, like, the life of a person and who turned zombie, you know what I mean?
Like then, Planet of the Apes, basically, but for zombies.
right. You know, and now you're going through the course of the movie and seeing this person's life, you know, how it deteriorates, just like his body and, you know, everything else deteriorates. So by the end of the movie, now you're, you know, with him as a full-blown, you know, dead zombie, and the apocalypse has already happened, you know, whatnot, and there's just zombies everywhere, and you can see how zombies interact.
Exactly.
They're with, like, each other and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, hi, Mort. How's your day today?
Yeah, sort of like that movie. What was it? The one where R, his name's R.
R?
Yeah. Holy it's shit. The kid that plays...
Warm Bodies.
Yes.
Yeah, that is also a remake. Which the original film was good, and
it was okay. I don't know. My daughter likes it, and my wife likes it, but I think they like it because he's in it.
It gets more into the teenage perspective.
Yeah, but it seems like a love story zombie. You know, oh, my heart, it's growing, but you know, I'm in love again, so I'm changing from a zombie to a human. I don't know. I just that's a little far-fetched.
It reminded me a lot of the books my teachers used to force me to read in fifth grade.
I mean, what kind of teachers did you have getting forced to read love stories?
Just terrible.
Like, here, Andy, read this love story in fourth grade on how the zombie turns bad.
Essay on it.
and then write me a 10-page fucking essay on what you would do if you were R's place. Fucking crazy, crazy. But no, that'd be a good idea to do a movie, because that's exactly what I would do. I'm thinking of, if I was on a budget, somebody give me $1 million budget, or, you know, even a $500,000 budget, or, you know, I'll even take $20,000. But some kind of budget, I would definitely do it start to finish from the point of view as a human, you know, the transition to zombie, and then, you know, how the zombies interact with the one zombie from his point of view. I think that would be a really cool movie.
So, and obviously, you know, there wouldn't be too much talking in it. There'd be only the one-liners, you know, not too cliched, but...
Right. But, I mean, you could always, you know, you could always put in talking from other, you know, cast.
Oh, yeah.
You're not just going to show one movie, you know, the whole movie, just a zombie walking around with the camera on his head.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
it gets a little cheesy.
It is cheesy.
But if you do, you know, majority...
Unless it's VHS, of course.
Yeah, right. But you do the majority. Well, that's like, what, a 15-minute... Short
yeah,
clip.
Yeah, not too much.
Not, you know, an hour and a half of...
They don't get too
now
much
we're on,
in depth.
Now we're on the point of view of the zombie for a whole hour and a half, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I'd definitely do one. It'd be pretty cool, I think. But yeah, I mean, all in all, I never would think... Oh, that's a good point. I forgot to tell you. When I was talking to Judith O'Day... I have her sign my T-shirt. We're shooting the shit for a little bit, and I was like, Judith, you're the cornerstone. You know, you're the building block to what is today.
Exactly.
You know, we have
George before everyone else.
Yeah, we have all these, you know, zombie movies and everything. Zombies popular now, but back then, even she said she never knew it was going to be like this.
She didn't know.
You know, and that's coming from a woman who... You know, at that time, zombie flicks weren't really popular. You know, she told me she never thought it would have been, or it is how it is now, you know, with it being so popular. She never would have thought. But you know, look at the transition from back then, zombies, to now, you know.
The zombies were more human-like back in the day,
which
is fine, because it was more scary dealing with a human being that wants to eat you. I mean...
Rather than a rotting corpse that's
right.
Fucking chasing
yeah.
you. I don't exactly. know, I still think that's pretty scary.
It is pretty scary.
But yeah, I mean, you know...
See eyes popping out and shit.
They're coming to get you, Barbara. You know, I mean, that's the fucking original right
that
there,
is.
You know, that's the cornerstone.
And when he's chasing her around the cemetery, and then they see that zombie walking, I'm like, oh my god, that zombie's
yeah,
so close to them.
I wasn't. What was the next one? The one with Sherman. Was that?
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead. I wasn't
1985.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that one. I actually just watched it again a couple days ago. I don't know, man. It's I guess it's each his own, but that one I really wasn't a fan of. I don't know why. I think it was just too cheesy. Yeah, it had what's his name, Greg Nicotero, in it as a young motherfucker. Right. Oh, yeah. And I mean, he's young in that, Greg. You know, but I don't know. It just it didn't catch me. You know what I mean? I don't know.
It's got that kind of comedy type to it.
Yeah, a good zombie movie has to, like, you know, get me from the jump start. And that one was just like, I don't know. But I think the first one I watched was that really got me, like, ooh, was Dawn of the Dead, the remake.
The remake was good, yeah.
One of them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one was,
I did like that movie.
Was good. The cast was really good. You know, Ving Rhames, you know, he's just a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
All in all, you know, so now you're putting him in a zombie movie, and he's a cop.
Right.
And now it's fucking the zombie apocalypse, and this motherfucker can do whatever he wants. You know, it was just badass. It was really, I think my... That's I can't say that's when I start, you know, when I fell in love with zombies, but I definitely was you know, sucked in a little more. Got me back into it, yeah. Because it was just so how it was directed, and, you know, the cast and everything, and the plot was pretty cool.
And I think that everybody is comfortable with a mall. So when they see people in a mall, they get more comfortable with the movie. So they start to feel as if they're inside it, because obviously they've been to a mall before.
Right. Now, but the question is, now, if there was really a zombie apocalypse, would your ass go to a mall? Where would you go?
If shit were 50% off, you know, you never know.
I don't think money would be an issue, but if there was a zombie apocalypse, so 50% off, I don't think it would really matter.
You know how many people would be looting before they see that shit.
You know what? But loot for what, though? You know what I mean? I wouldn't waste my time fucking looting. You're going to waste your time running around looting, and meanwhile these zombies are running around fucking tearing people apart? Fuck that, dude. I'm going to say, fuck you, fuck your PlayStations, fuck your flat screens. I'm finding a place to go and take my family and friends. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
There will be some people that won't think. They'll be like, oh, shit, look at that shit. That's a fucking iPod.
Yeah, I know. They're going to be robbing fucking Apple stores and fucking Best Buys and Radio Shacks. Fuck
just
that.
In time before they get their necks chewed out.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be like, oh, look at this iPad Air 3 I just stole. Look. Oh, and then all of a sudden they're a fucking zombie. It ain't worth it, man. I'll utilize my time wisely, and I probably would hide in a mall, you know. I don't think I'd hide at my local mall because it's fucking terrible, but I'd probably go into, like, one of the big Galleria's type malls or something.
Something with a good food court.
Yeah, definitely.
You're going to invade
definitely.
The food section.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. I mean, you got to have food to last you, but you got to have good food.
Yeah.
You know, shit. Imagine if it was a Burger King. We'd be, you know, they'd be killing motherfuckers outside eating flesh, and we'd be inside eating a Whopper, Whopper Jr.
You'd be surviving and obese at the same time.
Exactly. And then once we polished off the Burger King stand, we'd go to a Sbarro stand and, like, cook all the pizzas that were left there and kill that stand off and go to the Subway stand. I mean, you know, it's, I definitely think I'd hide in a mall. I'd have to make sure they had a sporting goods store, though. We need guns.
Right.
Guns and knives, you know.
That's
I don't want to be weaponless. I don't want to be the one that has to pick up the fucking croquet mallet and start cracking fucking zombie skulls in with it. I'd rather just chop heads off with a blade or shoot them in the fucking head.
That's true.
You know.
Well, speaking of malls and zombies, there will be a Dead Rising movie coming out based on the video game.
Really?
Yeah. I did enjoy the first game. I haven't played the second game or off the record at all, which is kind of an off game to that, but the first game I really enjoyed.
Isn't it K-Zero? Dead Rising K-Zero?
Yeah, that's one of the DLCs, I believe.
Yeah, it was like an off story.
Yeah.
Like a side story. It was, I liked Dead Rising. Dead Rising 2 I had for Xbox 360 a little while back, but that was good. My son actually, when Xbox One came out, got the Dead Rising for that, and the graphics and the gameplay was pretty cool. But
it
was
fun.
It's
mixing stuff together.
Yeah, you could do that, but I mean, it's not one of my favorite games, you know, for zombie games, because it's just, now you just have hordes of zombies everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no rhyme or reason. They're just fucking lingering everywhere.
Yeah, there's literally thousands of them instead of, like, two or three.
Yeah,
of them,
and it doesn't matter how many you kill, you can turn around and they're fucking magically back there again.
That game is mostly about how much you can fuck up the zombies at one time.
Right, right.
Like, killing hordes of them, which is amazing, But it would be scarier having like two or three because you don't know where they're coming from.
Right. Now, you know, a good zombie game is the Walking Dead game. I don't know if you played it. Not the downloadable one for the iPods and Survival and phones. Instinct? But yeah, the one where you play as Daryl.
Yeah, I haven't played that one yet.
Yeah, you play as Daryl Dixon. And this fucking game is from his point of view with the crossbow and, you know, it's got weapons and shit. But I'm telling you, the zombie gameplay on this is phenomenal. Like, it gives you the whole story on what happened to his family, his father, his brother. And, you know, then you go on your mission. And it's just fucking, you know, I think it's one of my favorite zombie games. For system, they did a really good job, and they're actually supposed to be coming out with another Walking Dead game.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm excited for that.
Is that in a point of view of a character?
No, I'm not too sure. I didn't do a lot of research on it. I just heard about it a couple weeks ago, and it's been so busy. But definitely something we might check into and talk about the next cast. We'll see if we can find some information on that. But yeah, I mean, there's really not a lot of zombie games for the systems. No. We did buy the Wii U. Well, yeah, Resident Evil. When we bought the Wii U when it came out, the Zombie U game that was released, I played that. That game was actually pretty fucking good. For Nintendo to come out with a zombie game,
I heard it was good. You could use it as a suitcase and everything.
It was really fucking good, man. Right. Like the gameplay, and it was just so complicated. It wasn't an easy game because you have this big LCD pad, and you know all the buttons for the controller, and you actually have to itemize that watching the TV while you watch the TV.
So it requires strategy.
Yeah, it's definitely a strategic game. You know, it's not for the button mashers, but yeah, it was really good, and I ended up beating the game, and it was probably like almost 30 hours, you know, I think, give or take.
Nice.
But just the gameplay, and what I liked about it was, like, if you died, the shit wasn't the same, you know what I mean? Like, going back, saying, okay, the zombie's gonna be over there or over there.
It changed everything,
it was randomized, it was really, really good. I'm hoping they come out with a Zombie U too, you know, that'd be pretty fucking sweet. I'd definitely buy it.
I have yet to get a Wii U. I need to get one.
I don't have mine anymore, but my kids want me to get one again. What is that, the other zombie game, is it Dying Light?
Dying Light, that does look sick.
That one looks pretty sick. Yeah. And what's the other one that just came out?
I know there's Dead Island. Dead Island?
That's it, Dead Island.
Not
Dead
Riptide, Island 3? 3, yeah.
But the intro to that, I don't know if you've seen it, it's pretty cool. It's got this, like, young kid running. Mm-hmm. Like, have you seen it or no?
No, I don't. Or
it's got this young kid running, and all of a sudden, you see him, he's got headphones on, and he's listening to music, jogging, and you see people behind him getting attacked by zombies, and he's just none the wiser, and he keeps running. And all of a sudden, he just changes into a zombie, dude. Like, just changes into a fucking zombie. Yeah. And I thought it was pretty cool, the transition on that, but that game, I was always a fan of that series.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty good.
Very open world.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty good.
Kind of like a Far Cry version with zombies in it.
Right, exactly. That's what I was just going to say. It's like, it reminded me of Far Cry, but with zombies. I'm hoping that these manufacturers, you know, these game manufacturers, start coming out with more zombie-type games, man. I do like the horror one, like Evil Within. That one is a badass game. I don't know if you played that yet, but
I've only played a little.
That shit looks really, like, good, you know, scary and shit, which I like that dark horror, you know, where you don't know what's going on. You're sitting up in your living room pitch black playing it, you know what I mean,
right,
at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you hear a squeak in the back, and you're like, what the fuck, you know?
And the creator of it is the one who also created Resident Evil 4, which is very...
Right. Now, are they... I heard they're coming out with another Resident Evil movie.
Oh, a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. If they do, it would probably come out in August.
Yeah, no, it's not. If they do, I'm telling you, they are. Look it up. Yeah, it said that, I guess, Leon Redfield, Claire Redfield is going to be in it. Wesker's going to be in it. Look it up real quick. And I don't want to give wrong information, but yeah, I'm pretty sure. My wife was telling me that they're actually coming out with the last one, and I'm going to get pretty depressed because I love Mila Jovovich, and I love the Resident Evil movies. You know, a lot of people bitched about it, though. It's not like the game. You know what I mean? And I thought it was pretty fucking good, so... what'd you find out?
It comes out in 2016.
Okay, 2016 says, release.
Alice, Joe, Claire, Chris, Leon, Ada, and Wesker rush to the Hive where the Red Queen plots total destruction over the human race. Nice. Still has same cast, everything. Good. Still same director, Paul W.S. Anderson.
Good, good, good. Which means no changing faces, which means fucking, what's her name? Not Claire. Alice is going to be Alice, the same Alice it's been.
Well, it was scheduled for a September 12th, 2014 release.
2014?
Yeah, but they started in fall, so they canceled it for 2016 instead.
Wow, so how do you drop it? How are you going to drop it this year and then say, no, we're going to push it 2 years?
It's because Mila became pregnant. Congratulations, Mila.
Congratulations, Mila. You're having my baby. But yeah, I'm super excited with that. You know, I'm a big Resident Evil fan.
And that one does come out September 2nd, 2016.
Sweet. I hope they push it back.
$90 million budget. Holy
90
shit.
Million?
$90
million. Megan, I thought $8 million was fucking a lot.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, a lot of that's CGI shit, though. You know,
that's true. CGI does cost a lot of money.
And CGI costs a lot of money if you want that shit to look on point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, so, that's the what's what.
Did you hear that they are remaking Poltergeist?
Poltergeist, the movie
Poltergeist? It comes out in July.
Are they doing a TV series or are they doing a movie?
The movie.
Oh, are you shitting me?
Yeah.
Come on. You know what? They need to stop remaking these movies. Leave them
awesome
alone.
Classic.
Exactly.
Instead of letting the new kids that were born in, like, 2000, get a feel of all their stars and stuff nowadays being in movies, let them know about the classics. Let them watch a movie from 1980.
I'm just so sick of them just, you know, running out of ideas and wanting to remake everything, you know?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
No, but it pisses me off, though. It's like, leave it alone.
That's true.
Poltergeist, all the Poltergeists were good, you know? Come to the light, Caroline.
Right.
You know what
That's
I mean?
True.
Now you're going to remake it. I'm
can't
so
believe
fucking
she's
pissed.
Gone.
I'm just so pissed.
Zelda's dead. I can't believe it.
I know. She ain't going to be in it anymore.
Poor lady.
But,
the director of that, actually, it might be impressive, because Gil Keenan, who made Monster House.
Yeah.
Monster House was one of my favorite kids' movies watching.
Yeah.
It was a great movie.
So it's the same director?
Same director, yeah.
Yeah.
That might be good. And starring Sam Rockwell. Sam Rockwell, not too bad.
Sam Rockwell, that's my dude from Iron Man, right?
I think so, yeah.
That's my dude from Seven Psychopaths.
Seven Psychopaths, I've seen that.
I think he's a funny actor. My wife can't stand him.
I could not.
I like him.
Stop laughing with Walken at the end.
With the
speech. There, I just couldn't stop. I don't know why.
That's another good movie, though, Seven Psychopaths.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's because I got a little psychopathic tendencies in my head. I live vicariously through the movie.
That's true.
So.
Well, we also got a lot of people who like the Conjuring movie. The sequel, it will be coming out either this year or next year. Who knows?
Oh, they're doing a Conjuring 2?
Conjuring 2, yeah.
Nice.
That was a good movie. Very good ghost
movie. It was definitely a good movie. Have you seen Annabelle?
I haven't seen it. No, I heard it was pretty bad, though.
Was it really? Because my daughter wants to see it, and I haven't seen it yet.
From what I hear, it's
terrible.
Not very good.
No? I didn't think it would be that good, you know, when I seen the preview, but, you know. You can't really judge movies by the previews, because there's movies that I've watched that the previews were shit and it was actually a good movie.
Right, that's true.
So
I gotta watch it soon.
Case in point, shitty movie. I'm sorry, Seth Rogen and James Franco, The Interview, terrible. Fucking terrible. Like, I just bought it the other night because I got a message through Facebook, and one of my buddies was like, yo, Interview, buy it now. It's out on Google Play and iTunes. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, oh, so that whole thing was a marketing stunt. You know what I mean? With South Korea, blah, 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 pulled
North
off the market.
Korea.
Or
yeah.
North Korea. It was smart. It was smart on their point, because it didn't last long in the theaters, so they probably figured, oh, we're not going to lose money. Let's put an early release out for people to buy. Boom, people bought it.
Right.
Boom, we got fucked in the ass because it's terrible.
Right.
You know? I don't know what you guys are doing, James Franco and Mr. Seth Rogen, but... you know, that definitely was no Pineapple Express. That movie I love.
What's making me mad nowadays is I'm looking on Facebook and a lot of people are saying that Eminem is gay now. because he was in a comedy movie, a skit for a minute and a half.
Right, saying that he was gay.
I mean, it's a fucking comedy, you retarded people.
You're always going to have stupid fucking people. They're going to take a movie, what somebody says, and take it literally.
Exactly.
You know, and it's like, wake up. Eminem's not fucking gay.
He's not a homosexual. He's not against homosexuality, exactly. Even though it's in his lyrics. Who the hell
cares? But it's his lyrics. You know what I mean? It's his job. It's what he does. It's what he does good. The dude's a lyrical fucking mastermind. You know what I mean? And so it's like, it's, you know, creativity. Get a grip with it. We're fucking 2015 almost. Get a grip. You know? Get a grip. It took fucking 8,000 years for people to get used to tattoos. I'm covered in tattoos. You know? It just now people are starting to figure, oh, tattoos, okay, they're socially acceptable, you know, so it's like, fucking get with the program, get with it. All right, everyone, we're going to wrap it up. We're coming on to the almost the hour mark, and we're going to finish it up. I don't know, any last minute thoughts on anything, Mr. Andy?
Well, it should be a good year. Maybe in zombies, you know, mostly ghost stories.
I'm hoping that 2015 brings a shitload of zombie and horror flicks, a shitload of zombie, you know, shows. Oh, real quick before we go, Walking Dead, they are having a spinoff. It was confirmed they're going to be filming in California.
Nice.
It's going to be good. It's really going to be good. Walking Dead's a fucking awesome series. I've been a diehard fan since the pilot, while everybody jumped on the fucking bandwagon after season one. You bandwagon motherfuckers. Not me. I followed it right from the pilot, and I actually, me and my wife heard about it like 6 months prior to the pilot coming out, and we were just waiting. So I'm a diehard fan.
I
love Walking Dead.
I remember seeing the advertisement for it in 2010 when I'm not sure what movie I saw.
Right.
But you know how those commercials show up before the movie, obviously, when you're sitting down waiting for the movie, you go like 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
I did see an advertisement for The Walking Dead, and that's how I became interested.
Yeah.
And I watched the series and everything. I don't know what made me not follow it afterwards. I went up to season 3.
Yeah,
and
then
just afterwards, I don't know if I was just too distracted with other
fuck
series.
Man, nothing distracts me from my Walking Dead. I could be like in the middle of cooking for my family, and they're like, Walking Dead now on. I'd be like, shooting, right, burning in the kitchen, and I'll be in the living room watching it. I never missed an episode ever. I love that show.
I am catching up.
Well, that's good. At least you're catching up, you know. We don't want to get into the Star Wars shit, because a lot of our fans would probably climb through this fucking podcast and slice your head off. This boy has never watched a Star Wars movie. Not a one. Not an Empire Strikes Back. Not a Return of the Jedi. Not a Phantom Menace. Nothing. He hasn't seen one fucking movie.
I know.
But that's going to be another podcast. Another one, because we can do a whole motherfucker
on
it. There's something wrong. Dude, you haven't. That's like saying, I don't know who the Tooth Fairy is.
Well, I really don't. I wish I met that bitch. Who never knows? She's probably got some big ones.
But,
get me a quarter under my fucking pillow.
I'm hoping that 2015 is a good year. I feel it. You know, we got the new podcasts out now, so got a lot of things going. We got TVN TV. That's me, Andy, and my brother, Vin. And we do skits, game reviews, video vlogs, whatnots, not what's. So make sure you go to YouTube and subscribe. We're going to be putting podcasts up on iTunes, Google Play, social media, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be free. It's going to be free for you girls.
So if you like listening to us, you know, give us a listen.
Right, right.
Give us a chance. You never know.
Yeah, give us a chance. This is
our first
episode.
First
We'll be back every Saturday with a new podcast. And, yeah, so I'm Steve.
I'm Andy.
And this is Zcast. And live your life one zombie kill at a time. And as we always say, zombie, we out.
Peace.